Hello, everybody. This is Rodney Salisbury. Join me as I talk about my voiceover career, my coaching, and my new book, Tongue Twisters and Vocal Warm-Ups. You're listening to Cy Fox on the Cy Effect Radio Show.
Hello, world. Welcome to another edition of the Cy Effect Radio Show. Cy Fox here. Thank you for tuning in with me today. I know you could have been anywhere in the world, but you chose to hang out with me. And for that, I thank you. If you haven't already, go check out my website, www.thecyeffectradioshow.com, and look around. Let me know what you think. You can subscribe. I'm going to be blogging soon, so enter your email so you can keep up with not only me, but the special guests that I'm going to have on this season. You don't want to miss it. I'm going to be speaking with some extraordinary, amazing people that are going to be sharing their stories. And you don't want to, you know, miss it. It's going to be inspiring, just as inspiring as my special guest today, Mr. Rodney Salisbury. You may not be familiar with his name, but Salisbury is the voice of choice behind the scenes narration. This Detroit native and University of Michigan graduate is one of the premier voiceover talents in the country. He is also a published author with three best-selling books, You Can Bank on Your Voice, Step Up to the Mic, and his latest release, Rodney Salisbury Tongue Twisters and Vocal Warm-Ups, in which I have all three. So don't go nowhere, because I'll be right back with Mr. Rodney Salisbury. So what are you doing Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time? I have an idea. You can hang out with me, your girl, Cy Fox, on the Cy Effect Radio Show. You never know who the special guest is going to be. You never know what craziness I may say. And you want to tune in 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Also, you can check me out on iTunes. See you there. Hello, Rodney. Welcome. Thank you for joining me today.
Cy, I am so glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
So tell us how you got started in the entertainment field and the world of voiceover.
Well, I started out as an actor, and I was going around town in Los Angeles doing a lot of great things like soap operas and episodic television, things like Taxi and Hill Street Blues. And people would always say to me, you have a great voice, you should get into voiceovers. And I said, well, what are voiceovers? And they told me, and I made a demo, and I took my demo around to the best agents in town in Los Angeles, and I was fortunate enough to be signed by ICM, and it changed my life. I started doing voiceovers, and I got really successful. And I was so excited about that that I decided I wanted to let the world know about this wonderful business. And that made me write my first book, You Can Bank on Your Voice.
Yeah, that was actually one of the first books I purchased when I start to have interest in the voiceover world. So I would recommend that book to anyone and everyone that are looking to get started in the voiceover industry. And actually, I have all three of your books, and they're all great.
Thank you. Yeah, I wrote that in 2004, You Can Bank on Your Voice, Your Guide to a Successful Career in Voiceovers. And just recently, I released an audiobook version of it. I had been selling the audiobook version at different conferences throughout the years since around 2007. But just recently here, something called ACX has gotten really big in terms of audiobooks.
Mm-hmm.
So I uploaded the book to that particular site, and now I'm enjoying great sales, and I would advise everybody to check it out. Go to audible.com. It's hooked up with Amazon. And purchase the audiobook, because then you get a chance to hear me talk about this great life that I was experiencing in 2004 and still experience today.
Yeah, because I got really excited when you told me that your last book was actually in an audio version, and I was like, wow, finally I can listen to it at anywhere, at any time. So I'm scuffling on my phone to delete things so I can add your book.
Yes, I agree. It's a great format to listen to your favorite book.
Tell us, how much has the voiceover industry changed since you've first started?
Well, it's changed quite a bit because it's open to a lot more people now. It used to be that it was just a few, a select few that got a chance to be successful in this business. But now with the inventing of all of this new great equipment that is affordable, you can set up a microphone and a studio in your home, and you can work with different pay-to-play sites, or you can make phone calls yourself and actually get work. And so since it's open to more people, there's more competition now.
Mm-hmm.
I also think as a result of that, though, even though there's more competition, there's a product that's being put out that is sometimes not as, the quality is not as great as it used to be because so many people are doing it without the proper training.
Right.
And so that's how the business has changed. You're hearing a lot of mediocre presentations out there. But what happens when you get a lot of mediocrity is that that becomes the standard. And so I have found that I actually have to teach people to dial it back. You know, we grew up trying to be articulate and speak the King's English well.
Right.
And the type of thing that is being accepted right now is not that. And so you have to go back into your technique and your acting chops and actually dumb it down, so to speak, and try to sound as natural as possible. So that's how it's changed. It's become really natural. It seems like the day of the announcer is changing. You know, the traditional announcer is changing to something a lot more conversational.
I know the voiceover world can be very competitive. So what advice would you give someone for them to try to stay encouraged and positive?
Well, I think that one of the big things in life is that we have to establish confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when we believe in ourselves, we cause other people to believe in us. And so a big problem is that the young folk and old folk that don't have confidence, they get out there and they're easily deterred by someone not believing in their dream. We have a term out here now, people hating on you. and if you react to the haters to the point that you let them stop you from trying to pursue your dream. So I think that's a big thing. I think there's a lot of negativity out here today. People trying to shoot you down. And I think that we need to be positive and we need to, you know, push forward all the time.
Agreed.
And so I would say don't let anybody dissuade you. You know, make sure that you try to go after your goal.
I know the voiceover field can be very lucrative, but how lucrative?
Yes. Well, there is quite a bit of money out there, and it's out there for you. If you can get someone to pay you, it's a wide open frontier. It's like the old West days. You know, the Western guys used to walk around with their holsters and their guns, and I dare say we have a lot of that right now too. But that aside, you know, you walk around with all of your equipment, and you go out there and you go for the job. And the thing that's kind of nice about today too is that it used to be a set standard scale. You know, for instance, like I'm a union guy, so my union has negotiated different payments that we want to get, that we have to get. But in this new frontier of a lot of non-union, you're able to dictate your own prices. The other good thing about the union is that I operate in a world of residuals, so that every time commercial plays, I'm being paid. And I encourage people to do that. You know, if you want to be with the union and you want to keep residuals going so that somebody can't use your voice forever without paying you,
right.
Just one time. So that's why the union is important.
Okay.
But yes, there's money out there to be made. You just have to be worth it, number one. And it's whatever the market will bear, okay?
Okay.
And So, you know, it's up to you. You can call. If it's not, if it's non-union, you can call the shop and get as much as you can get them to pay you.
Do you remember your first voiceover gig?
Yes, my first job was for Bank of America.
Ah.
And the story goes a little bit like this, short version of it. I took my demo to ICM in Beverly Hills, and I dropped it off in the mailroom. And I called up to the agency and said, hey, there's a hot cassette down in the mailroom. You should go grab it and take a listen. And this agent named Jim Duda actually went downstairs and got it. And he called me, and I happened to still be sitting in my car. And he said, this is great. Where are you? And I said, I'm out front. And he said, well, come in, and I'd like you to come read something. And so I went upstairs, and I read some copy for Bank of America, and I got it. And a few days later, I was on a plane to Oakland, California. I live near Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
I was on a plane to Oakland, California. And to show you again about technology, to be on a plane to do a simple voiceover is crazy.
Yeah.
But at that time, you know, we weren't doing things like MP3s. And now I work ISDN, so I work all over the world right here in my home.
Mm-hmm.
But I got on a plane, and I continued to do a number of those. And every time I would have to get on a plane just to go do a few spots. So that was my first one, of Bank of America.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
It was a radio spot.
Wow. Now, aside from being a voiceover artist and an author, you have some nice chops. You can sing. I'm like, wow.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, yeah, I started out as a singer. My father was with Motown, a group called the Downbeats that later became the Elgins.
Wow.
And so music was always around my house. And I've been in musicals. I've been on Broadway in Your Arms Too Short to Box with God and The First, the Jackie Robinson story. I've toured around the world, you know, with musicals and things like that. So, singing actually was first. Before acting, before anything, I was a singer.
Okay.
But I've had a great run, you know, and I'm still doing great things. I was nominated two years in a row for my work on a soap opera called The Bold and the Beautiful, playing the role of Anthony, a homeless guy who played guitar and sang.
Wow.
So I always incorporated all my talents into everything that I do. Just recently here, last month, we were in Atlanta at the Atlanta Voice Conference, and VO Atlanta, and I actually did a set there. I did about six songs, along with the teaching and presenting and all my voiceover stuff. So, yeah, okay. I put it all together. Voiceover is voice acting, singing, the whole, your whole life is what you use to do voiceovers.
Mm-hmm.
You draw on all of your experiences to present that great voiceover, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like you, you know, I don't know your story, but I mean, here you are interviewing me right now, so obviously you have these great interviewing skills. You have this particular show that I'm on today. This is part of your process.
Right.
It's part of your background, part of your life. And when you go on to do other things like voiceovers or whatever you might do,
mm-hmm.
you will call on this experience to make those things better. You see what I'm saying? So
yes.
It all goes together.
So for those that are listening and are possibly contemplating a career in voiceover and they're looking for a coach, how would they be able to connect with you?
Okay, well, everything is on my website, RodneySalisbury.com. So that's www.RodneySalisbury.com. That's spelled R-O-D-N-E-Y. Salisbury, S like in Sam, A. ULSBERRY.com. And when you go there, you'll find out a whole lot. One thing that's really popular right now is my Consultants Club.
Mm-hmm.
And the Consultants Club is a monthly subscription. And you pay me $79.95 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And we spend 30 minutes together. I'll send scripts to you and We will spend 30 minutes together. I will coach you. There's also a one-hour call that happens monthly where I will have a special guest, or I will use it as a teaching moment. And that happens once a month, too. So all of this comes with your $79.95.
Nice.
Many of my students are going on to be successful, and that's what I like. When you have success vicariously, I have success too. When you have a job vicariously, I have a job being your mentor and tutor. So we're doing some great things, and some great talent is coming out of there. So just go to my website and go to the Consultants Club and sign up. I would love to work with you.
Rodney, thank you so much for being a guest on the Psy Effect Radio Show and sharing your expertise in the world of voiceover and passing valuable lessons and wisdom. I cannot wait to one day work with you.
Well, Sai, I really appreciate it. You know, you have always been a great supporter, and I want you to know that I appreciate everything that you do for me on social media, what you're doing for me right now here. I encourage everyone to take advantage of social media because, like I said, it's a frontier. It's a frontier, and all these things are out here available to everybody. I'm looking now at my Twitter account, and I've got a quote that I put up here a few days ago that is just doing so well. It's got about 50 or so retweets and 92 likes. It says, once you accept the concept of feeling good about yourself, others will join you in that assessment. And people have jumped all over that, and it's so true. When you feel good about yourself, other people will feel good about you too. It doesn't have to be conceit. It's just confidence.
Absolutely.
And I'd like to also quickly say the first book was You Can Bank on Your Voice. The second book, Step Up to the Mic, A Positive Approach to Succeeding in Voiceovers, is just, wow. You know, I've got contributions in this book from Don LaFontaine, the late, great Don LaFontaine, Nancy Cartwright, the voice of Bart Simpson, Frank Welker, the voice of Scooby-Doo, Rob Paulson, the voice of Pinky and Pinky and the Brain, and Harlan Hogan, who is also a great author and voiceover artist. And then, of course, last but not least, the book that is so hot. This book is so hot right now. Rodney Salisbury's Tongue Twisters and Vocal Warmers.
Oh,
it's really doing well. Yeah, so I encourage you to get it. And I'm currently working on the audiobook version of that right now.
Oh, please
so,
do.
Yeah. So my plate is full, and I'm having a great time, and I encourage everybody else out there to live your dream. Go after it. In fact, my blog today, I don't know if you got it yet, but it says, your lucky day is coming soon.
What a great way to end a perfect interview with the awesome quote from Mr. Rodney Salisbury. He said, your lucky day is coming soon. If you are interested in venturing into the world of voiceover, you can connect with Rodney on his website, rodneysalisbury.com, and also tune back in here on the Psy Effect Radio Show every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And don't forget to go to the website, www.thepsyeffectradioshow.com, and connect with me on all the social medias. I am everywhere. Until next time, thank you for listening, and continue to spread peace and love. Mwah.